For KERA News, I'm Christina Martinez. There's no denying that Texas is the land of football. With the first scrimmage a week away, there's another group of athletes training hard, the marching band. And it's a long, hot, sweaty march to halftime success. You can't escape the metronome. It's the relentless digital timekeeper that rules the band world. And while the Colony High School's football team endures practice on the nearby stadium turf, there's another hardcore practice going on in the stadium parking lot. It's 8 o'clock on a hot August morning, and 170 members of the Colony High School's band are hard at work. While most teenagers would be sleeping in, these kids have spent the last 2 weeks prepping for marching season. And it's a lot more than just a school fight song.
A large component of our efforts is devoted to our competition show that we perform at football game halftimes and also marching band competitions through the beginning of November.
That's Jeff Bridges, one of the associate band directors at the Colony. This year's show is called Amelia. It's a medley of film scores inspired by, yes, Amelia Earhart. And this is a show. The color guard will even be wearing pilot uniforms.
Set!
There's a lot of music the students need to learn, and a lot of movements, too. For the first hour of practice, no one picks up an instrument. They're practicing what's known as drill, all the formations and movements that will be part of their show. They do this over and over and over again.
I get very tired.
That's Tyler Jones. He's a sophomore and plays trombone.
The first couple days are, it's hard to get up out of bed. As you, keep going, you start to get used to it.
The moves are more tiring than they look. The students march heel first and move with military precision. It's not a stretch to call them athletes. In a University of North Texas study published last year, the Texas Center of Music and Medicine found that marching bands suffer from some of the same injuries that plague teams, like tendonitis or carpal tunnel syndrome.
It's a lot more physical, the demands that are being put onto the students physically with the drill and the velocity of how fast they're moving in the drill, the type of music that they're now being asked to play. The standards have all just gone up and the expectations have gone up.
That's Luis Saldana, director of the Colony Marching Band. During today's rehearsal, he calls a lot of water breaks to keep the kids hydrated. With the first football game 2 weeks away, Saldana is especially meticulous.
Like this. Keep the triangulation of your upper body, your elbows to your hands, looking like this. Do
not it's tough work getting 170 high school kids to move the same way in perfect time. Once he's satisfied with their progress, they move on to the music. It's a lot of hard work and repetition. Senior drum major Samaha Mahmood is pretty used to it. She doesn't have a lot of free time because of school and band, but
I like the atmosphere. We're like a family, and I feel at home when I'm in band.
Home for 40 hours a week until school starts is this parking lot and the band hall. So when school does start, the 8 hours a week they'll be practicing might seem like a breeze. That's what it takes for a little halftime glory. For KERA News, I'm Christina Martinez.